that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Hello, everyone. I am your host, Ashley Sevier, of the podcast To Know Him. Don't forget to hit the follow button so that you can be notified about future episodes and live podcast events that we'll be featuring on YouTube, where we're going to have guests on once a month. This podcast will be featuring discussions about life, having open and transparent discussions, Bible studies, and of course the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to inspire everyone to have a desire to know their Creator and know their purpose in life. You can follow us also on YouTube. The name of the YouTube page is To Know Him, where we'll have video presentations of this podcast accompanied with photos or videos accordingly. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. This is Ashley Sevier, your host, and I want to welcome you guys to today's podcast. I'm not sure what I'm going to title this session, but I haven't been on the podcast for quite some time. It seems like it's almost a month now. I have been struggling, not health-wise, but struggling with a Moses complex, thinking that I wasn't the right person to be doing this podcast, wondering if it was even beneficial to anybody, thinking that I'm not good enough to be sharing the things I'm sharing. I've even gotten so far as to ask God the other day if he could just send me a sign, Lord, that if this is what you want me to continue to do, send me some kind of a sign, something, Lord, to encourage me to keep doing it or to start up again. Well, I woke up this morning and the Lord gave me a sign. And then I realized he's been giving me a sign for a while now. You want to know what that sign was? The fact that I woke up this morning. I was in my right mind, and I was able to breathe another breath of life the second that I realized it. You see, we look around us, all around us. It says the heavens declare the glory of God, the sea and everything in it. The fact that God gives us the ability to enjoy these things each and every day is a good enough sign for me that he wants me to glorify his name, have these conversations, and to make him known. You see, that's my entire life purpose. I feel like that's my gift to mankind, is to have these conversations, share God's word, make the complicated things a little bit less complicated. May not be perfectly uncomplicated, if that's even a word, but at least to look at that topic at a different angle that we may not have considered before. And so, in this struggling with this Moses complex that I had, I don't know if you're familiar with the story of Moses, where God called Moses to deliver his people from Egypt. And God was like, I want you to go talk to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was like, I can't go talk to Pharaoh. Look at me. I got a speech impediment. I can't go talk to him. I'm not educated enough. I can't go talk to Pharaoh. God, you got the wrong man. And me asking for a sign. Well, something happened to me recently. I'm in Orlando and I was making my way. I put in an order for some material from a specific contracting company that I had to go pick up. When I placed this order, I was told that the order was to be picked up from Sebring, Florida, which is about 2.5 hours from where I live, on a specific date. So I head out there, me and my son, to go pick up the material, and I get there and realize that the order was to be picked up in Alachua, Florida, or Alachua, Florida, which from where I was standing at that point was now 3.5 hours away. So I stood there and I said to myself, man, this is unbelievable. And I asked the lady if she could double check, and sure enough, it was true. And when I called the salesperson, I asked her, how did this happen? Salesperson refused to take responsibility and was giving me excuses. I said to myself, okay, well, let me think about this. Let me see what I'm going to do. And then I called the person back and said, okay, I'll pick it up tomorrow morning. Just make sure that it's ready. So I had to make this travel 2.5 hours back home, which is 5 hours round trip back home. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to get upset. Thank you, because I always believe that things happen for a reason. So I get in the car, me and my son, and we're heading back. Stopped by Chick-fil-A to get some lunch. Then we stopped at a gas station. And while I'm pumping gas, a young man walks up to me. He said, hello, sir. I said, how you doing? He said, pretty good. He said, I'm from Orlando, and I have a sister that's in Venice, Florida. She's sick and in the hospital. Me and my family got in our van this morning, and we came to put gas to head down there, and my credit card was declined. Is it possible that you could help me out with some gas? I don't need no cash. I just need gas to be able to get to my sister and see her. So I'm sitting at the pump filling up my car. And as you guys know, I haven't worked since December. And it's now May. And so, you know, it's not far-fetched idea to say that I'm short on cash. But I said, okay, I'll help you out, man, because you know, I'm pretty sure God sent something my way for a reason. So I filled up his van with gas. And he was like, man, thank you, man. You know, not every day we find people like you. I said, well, you know, God loves you and, you know, God cares about you. He said, man, well, thank you, man. I said, thank God. Thank God. He said, yes, thank God. So after I filled up his van, I went to filling up my car. And when I was done, I hopped in my car to leave, and I realized I had a banana peel sitting on the console that I was eating earlier. So I put the truck back in park, got out, went to the garbage can that was next to the pump, and as I was throwing the banana peel away, I saw another gentleman walking straight towards me, looking at me in my eye as he walked towards me. And so, in these situations, I know that this guy had every intention to approach me, that there's no mistakes about it. So I looked at him back in his eye, and I stood there waiting to see what was going to happen next. And he said, excuse me, sir. I said, you see that car over there? That's my car, and I got some tire problems. My tire's no good. I hit something on the road. And I found a used tire place up the road that's willing to change my tire, give me a used tire, just to get me back on the road for $17. You think you can help me out, sir? And I looked at him, and I said, are you serious? And the reason why I said that, because the first guy walked up to me, needed gas, and then this guy walks up to me, needed help with his car, and I'm thinking to myself, what a coincidence. So he said, yeah, I'm serious. I said, okay. I went to my car. I had about $27 in cash on me. I handed him $25. He looked at me. He said, are you sure, sir? I said, yeah, I'm sure. And I said to him, I'm sure you can find somebody else in the future that's going to need help as well. He said, yeah, that's right. Paying it forward. Thank you. And he shook my hands and he left. Got in the car. And as I drove away, I looked at my son. I said, son, you realize what just happened? Did you see those two guys? He said, yeah, I saw them, Dad. I said, you know, maybe we took this 5-hour drive, this disappointing drive, just to be here at a specific time to help those two guys in need. Maybe if we were never here, they would have never found help. So what happened there is I realized that my disappointment was those two guys' divine appointment. And I realized that God is always in control of the things that happen in our lives. I mean, I've known that before, but when I see it come to pass, it sends chills up my spine. Because even if the material was there at that supply store, if I would have stood there and loaded the material and then headed out and went to still get the lunch at Chick-fil-A and then get gas, I probably would have been 30 minutes short in time where those guys needed help. So I say all that to say this. Our disappointments in life may very well be God's divine appointments for someone else, that he allows us to go through things to prepare us and put us in the perfect place to help somebody else in need. And that blew me away. Because the next topic I wanted to talk about was one that was very personal, and that created the Moses complex in my mind. I thought, I'm not the guy that should be talking about this topic. Because I failed in life. Because I've done this, so I've done that in life. And God has demonstrated to me that even in my failures, even in my struggles, if I share how I overcame them, maybe my sharing will help somebody else. So stay tuned to our next podcast coming soon, by God's grace. And you're here and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Thanks you guys for listening. That's all I got for now. And hopefully I'll be with you guys soon on the next episode. God bless you. Stay safe. And God loves you.